Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We are reading through the book of Romans, and this morning we are in Romans chapter 2. Now, if you recall, in Romans chapter 1, after Paul greeted the saints there and talked to them about his desire to be with them again, he really begins to enter into and lay out the theological groundwork for what he's going to be talking about in the rest of the book. And that really being the big theme in verse 17, that the just shall live by faith. Now, Paul goes on then in the rest of chapter 1 to explain why this is true as he speaks about the wrath of God, and particularly about the wrath of God being revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And so that's something that we need to consider today. And really, his ongoing words here are many that we need to hear, as well as those who are unbelievers, those who are not trusting in Christ, what they need to hear. And if that is true of you today, what you need to hear from the Word of God. He says, "For although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God. They weren't thankful, but they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." In verse 21, he says that. "And therefore," he says, "God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves." Verse 24, he specifically speaks here to homosexuality and homosexual acts. "He gave them up to vile passions." Verse 26, "He gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." Verse 28. And then in verse 32, finally, he said, "They know the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, and not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." And so we've seen this throughout the generations, right, in regards to sinners and sin. When we see that as they are living apart from God, they are not only living and practicing different things and these types of things in their sin, but they're also approving of those who practice them as well. So this takes us into chapter 2, as Paul then says, "Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man." If there were any, such as the Jews, the Jewish Christians that he's writing to, if there are any who would say, but I'm different than the others, right? He's saying, no. The field is level here between the Jews and the Gentiles. All are guilty before God. And so let's dive into that text and let's glean some more here from the wonderful Word of God, beginning in chapter 2, verse 1. Hear it now. "Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with outlaw, will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law unto themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Indeed, you are called a Jew, and rest on the law, and make your boast in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law. But if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you who, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Amen. Praise God for his very word here in Romans chapter 2. A lot to chew on, a lot to think about here as we consider all these things that Paul has said. More to come in the next chapters. Join me next time as we continue to read through chapter 3 of the book of Romans. Take care. Hope you'll meditate on this very word of God throughout your day. God bless you. We'll see you next time.